So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City. And you, I don't know where you're at. You could be on a highway. You could be sitting in your driveway. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. You could be at a bar. You could be at a restaurant. You could be in the back of the house. You could be in the front. You could be in a factory. You could be holding it down. You could be a police officer. Shout outs to the officers listening here in Washington, D.C. You could be military. Shout outs to the military listening to CBS Sports Radio all over the world. Shout outs to everybody tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. You want to talk to me or you just want to listen? Don't just listen, talk to me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody here, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. for the hospitality. As I'll be hanging out here in D.C. for the next few days, we will be honoring athletes from Special Olympics tomorrow at the Universal Circus. So if you are in the DMV area, come on down to the Universal Circus tomorrow as we celebrate inclusion, utilizing sports and utilizing physical activity to be inclusive. It's fun. So I won't be here tomorrow. Shep will be holding it down. Me, I'm going to be flying through the air at the circus. I'll be shot out of a cannon. I'll be riding a little motorcycle. I'll be dancing. I'll be breathing fire and spitting it out. I would say that's what I do here on the radio, but I don't. I'm not one of those screaming, yelling sportscasters. Oh, man, I hear them and I go, oh, here we go again. Some guy just screaming, yelling about nothing. Anyway, I'm just here to relax. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to talk about sports. I'm here to look at Anthony Richardson go 6 of 17 passing for only, let's see, how many yards? I think 68 yards he went for.
That was 78.
Let's see. 78 yards, yeah. 78, 68. He's still sucked.
Yep.
Poor guy. Jim Irsay throwing him to the wolves. And I can't believe this. And first of all, I've been sitting here for an hour already. Thank you to everybody who's been tuned in and locked in. We talked about Anthony Richardson. I talked about how much I love being here in D.C. We just heard from Damian Lillard. He obviously wants to be traded, doesn't want to talk about the Blazers, says it's all love. Giannis is saying, listen, I want to be a Buck forever, but I want to win championships first and more. And we'll get into Shohei Ohtani and his contract. But right before we went to break, we had a caller who disagreed with me, which is perfectly fine. Hey, listen, this is a human thing, people. There's no way and no reason that you should agree 100% of the time with nobody. Not me, not anybody else, not about sports, not about life. There should be no reason in a healthy mindset that you agree with anybody 100% of the time, me included. And so a guy called up, and I disagree with him. This man said, JR, why are you saying this about Jim Irsay throwing Anthony Richardson out there? And his reason was Peyton Manning started, and he went 3-13, and Jim Irsay showed his commitment to him. And I remember that year, too, Peyton Manning threw everything for an interception. Well, hey, JR, Andrew Luck started. Okay, I'm like, oh, yeah, so what? And will Anthony Richardson start? And I'm like, nah, man, that's not how that works. No. Hell no. Like, if you line up all three of these guys, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and Anthony Richardson, the only difference isn't that one of them is black. The difference is two out of the three are actually great, polished quarterbacks. There wasn't a day in my life that I looked at Peyton Manning and said, oh, well, damn, look at the athletic freak over here. I look at Peyton Manning and I say, oh, man, do they got a helmet big enough for this guy? That's what I say. And he was damn good quarterback, man. Over the past 20, 25 years, or before Patrick Mahomes, let's stick to 20 and stick to Peyton Manning's range, it was him and Tom Brady. Those were the two best quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Peyton Manning wasn't beating nobody in a foot race. He was using that noggin. Excellent, amazing quarterback. Andrew Luck, amazing quarterback in his own right. Oh, man, he could run. He could move. He wasn't Peyton Manning. But nobody was looking at him and going, oh, man, we got the next Wolverine out here. He wasn't some athletic freak. Anthony Richardson has the opportunity to take his physical prowess and match it up with actually being a full-blown, accurate QB. Watching this dude at Florida, I was expecting him to do backflips over the defenders. I was expecting him to drop his shoulder. We saw him make the deep passes, but, hey, man, what's your touch look like on the short ones? And so that's the difference between Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and Anthony Richardson, is that Anthony Richardson doesn't even have like a full-on college background. He didn't even start a lot of games in college. I don't think he went past, I want to say, like maybe 13 full starts as a college QB. And so you want to tell me about how, oh, well, Peyton Manning started and Andrew Luck started, and so Anthony Richardson's a star too? Nah, man, where they do that at? Like, this dude probably started more games in high school than he did at college, and now he's the Indianapolis Colts starting quarterback? I'm supposed to trust Jim Irsay? This is the same Jim Irsay that woke up one morning. I don't know what he had for breakfast. I don't know what he had for dinner. But he looked at TV and said, Jeff Saturday. That's my friend. That's my guy. I'm going to call him and see if he wants to come coach my team. I'm supposed to trust him. It's like if CBS Sports Radio said, oh, JR is gone. Let's just go get hey, him right here. That guy's singing in the subway. He talks real good. Let's put him on the radio. No. Jim Irsay has made a series of stupid mistakes, and you want to tell me about, well, he started Andrew Luck, so he started Anthony Richardson, too, to show that he believes in him? Where's Andrew Luck? He's sitting at home. He's probably wearing a cardigan, has his feet up by the fireplace. Yes, I know it's August. He's probably reading a book. Hey, Shep, what's a book that smart people read?
The Great Gatsby.
So what does he have? Name a fancy glass. What's a fancy glass? I don't know.
Man, Chardonnay?
Well, not the actual contents of the glass. The glasses have names. He's drinking gin out of a goblet. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
Well, he's also being fancy.
He's also a Civil War buff, so he's probably reading something history related.
No, he has the exclusive I don't know. He has a movie theater in his house, and he's watching. What's it called? Oppenheimer?
Yeah, it's still in theaters, I believe.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is watching Oppenheimer from his home theater, okay? This man ain't thinking about the NFL. He's not thinking about football. And you want to know why he's not thinking about football? Because, A, he's Ivy League educated. But at the same time, while playing football for the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay was negligent and didn't protect him, man. He had this dude running for his life. Oh, his legs are done. Man, unfortunately, there are people out here who know what I'm talking about. You've been in an accident, and you can't even get out your bed. And then you want to go to the bathroom. And then when you finally get there, you know, what comes out is blood. Man, come on, man. You think a guy who's Ivy League educated, you think that dude is just going to do this for the rest of his life? He said, I ain't doing this. I'm out. Sorry. Bye. 2019, Andrew Luck took his ball and said, hey, you know what? You keep the ball. I'm picking up my books. I'm supposed to trust this dude and the decisions that he makes? Oh, and then he had to deal with so much pain that he was also under the influence of his own drugs. I'm talking about Jim Irsay. Please spare me. Oh, my goodness. Can't believe that dude said that. Peyton Manning started. Andrew Luck started. It's going to work out if Anthony Richardson starts. Nah, bruh. Don't believe that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That game actually just ended. Preseason games are done for tonight, if you should care. Indianapolis Colts beat the Eagles 27-13. No Jalen Hurts. Fine. Oh, how about this? Gardner Minshew, who did play tonight, 9 of 11 for a touchdown. Anthony Richardson, the guy who will be starting, 6 of 17 and a sack. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani, the man who has a torn UCL in his elbow. We're going to talk about Jerry Jeudy, who's hurt as well. I'm here in Washington, D.C. Steven Strasburg just won a World Series a block away from where I'm at right now. And then we basically never saw the dude again. And now we will never see him again because he's retiring, but he's also dealing with some crazy physical ailments. The president, the man who ran Spain's women's national team for soccer, he resigned. He kissed one of his players in the mouth, and now he had to quit. Wow. Hey, you win the World Cup, you kiss the player in the mouth, and then you have to give yourself the boot. We'll talk about it. Dylan Brooks is running his mouth. Yeah, Dylan Brooks, the one that trash-talked LeBron and then played like garbage, he's still talking. Let's get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. We got Bailey calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Bailey.
Yes. In spirit of Mama Day 4, I want to know your opinion, what the best sports nickname of all time is.
What is the first part of what you said?
In spirit of Mama Day being, you know, August 8th, the 24th. What?
Oh, Mamba Day. I was like, who's Mama? I was like,
the black Mamba.
No, I heard Mama. I understand Kobe. I get it. But I thought you were talking about somebody's Mama, man. I didn't know what you were saying.
What, in your opinion, what is the best sports nickname of all time?
Oh, man. You're going to make me think about it. Let me think about it, Bailey. Stay tuned, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bailey, for Mrs. The best sports nickname of all time. The great one, right? Isn't that where you go? I feel like we did this on a top six one day. Did we, Shep?
Not that I remember.
Do you remember?
Remember doing top six nicknames?
I feel like I have.
That
we have.
Well, that might have been the year you started in 2020.
No, it's not. Listen, I have notes of everything.
No, I hear that.
I did top six nicknames in sports on June 16th of 2022. Here, for Bailey in Mississippi, I was correct in what I told you. At number six, it was the Wizard, Ozzie Smith. At number five, I told you it was Bernard Hopkins, the Executioner.
Ooh.
At number four, it was the answer, Allen Iverson. And number three, it's Deion Sanders, Primetime. Number two, it's a guy who people don't even know his first name. It's Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson. And at number one, you asked me what I thought was the greatest nickname. The answer that I just gave you is the same answer I gave you more than a year ago. It's the great one, Wayne Gretzky. So, Bailey, look at you. You asked me a question, and you got a hell of an answer right there.
Philadelphia's online, yeah. Too, JR.
For what?
No Dr. J?
What am I missing? Is it? It's a joke?
Well, it was. No.
What
no,
happened?
No.
You didn't mention Dr. J last year. What, you were a year and a half late.
Well, but the thing is, I was probably out that week because I don't. Again, that's a fascinating top six. I don't remember that. I had to have been out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you were. I don't know.
But no love for MJ or his airness or wow, tough list.
His airness.
Yeah.
Who calls Michael Jordan his airness? Nobody.
A lot of people.
No, people call him Michael Jordan.
Okay.
There's no his airness. Allen Iverson, the answer, I think, is Dr. J, Julius Irving. Yeah, you're right, but I went with the answer. And number one overall, the great one. Could you imagine walking around and people, hey, it's the great one right there. Could you imagine that?
Right. You know, I'm thinking.
I'd have to have people carry me.
Sure.
I'm not walking.
Well, you know what?
What's the best? Do you have, what?
Well, what they say about Wayne Gretzky, besides the fact that he can't stay awake as an analyst, is that he's a better person than he is a hockey player, and that's saying something considering that he is the most dominant force in the history of ice.
All right, that's enough. Good for him. Hey, you got a nickname? Anybody? What do people call you, Shep? Well, Shep, right? It's Shep.
Yeah, Shep. And
right?
JR is that? Would you say that's a nickname? I would say so, right?
Is it kind of? Hold on. People just call me Jay, man. It's a nickname. People call me all type. People call me all type things. Believe it.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, JR. Yeah, it would be. It makes sense.
Now, I got a question for you. Now, I know the answer. Yeah. I would never say it publicly. How many people know what JR stands for?
JR Jackson? I don't know.
No, but your full. Your full name.
Oh, Julian J.R. Jackson?
How many people even knew that, by the way?
I don't know. People who are creeps? I don't know.
Gotcha. See, I don't want to say it, but yeah.
Well, you brought it up. You might as well be a creep, too.
Well, no, I have tack. I have tack. I know that stuff is meant to be private, but I think...
It's not private. You brought it up on air. It's not private.
Well, I didn't bring up the specifics of it, but I just brought up the premise of it. There's a big difference.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, it does the same thing.
I think JR is an awesome name. I think Julian is also a really cool name, too.
Is it?
Yeah. There's not many of
classic
us.
Classic name. I was named after Julian Bond.
I didn't know that.
Most people don't even know who the hell he is.
Wow.
It's a Google. People can Google Julian Bond. Yeah. Shep isn't a bad nickname either.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Neither one of us are the great one, but I'll take it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, this guy's name is JB. Almost like JR. JB's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, JB. Where the hell is he? What are you doing? Does his phone suck? His phone sucks. I just said something nice about the guy and his phone sucks. What a guy. Matt is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me, first time caller. You had me laughing on that guy right there.
It's okay. What are you doing? Are you on a bike? You running? What you doing?
No, I'm in the car. I had the AC on.
Oh, it's hot? It can't be that hot in Sandy. What's the weather outside right now?
It's 75. We just had a hurricane. It's been weird weather, man.
Yeah, 75 is cool, man. That's not hot.
You got me there.
Yeah, but go ahead. What's up?
Well, I thought it was funny that while I was waiting, you guys talked about a guy named Julian, His Highness, and that kind of was on theme with the fancy cup for Andrew Luck you were talking about. I think the word is a chalice.
Ah.
That's what, like, the kings would drink out of. So.
Oh, yes. You have one of those at home? You have one?
I do not. My wife was an Irish dancer, so for awards, they would get crystal-like vases. But I learned quick that if I drink wine or beer out of them, I get in trouble. So
wait a minute.
No fancy glasses.
What is an Irish dancer? Is they wear the heavy boots and, like, swing their legs around, right?
It's like the river dance stuff. So,
yeah.
They're athletic. It's like, you know, flying through the air, but, yeah, it's that rhythmic kind of tap dance kind of stuff.
That's cool. Well, you get all the good beer in your house, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of their world for sure.
It's beautiful. Well, what else you got going on? I need to get me a chalice. Thank you for that. What else is going on?
A chalice. That's the one. I think you were about to go into the Shohei Ohtani stuff, so I was just curious your thoughts on that, on if he should just get surgery this year and get it over with, or, you know, finishing out the year just hitting. It's kind of an interesting move, like what Bryce Harper did. You know, can't throw a ball, but can still hit from the left side, right?
Yeah, it's wild. You know what, Matt? I'm going to take a break, and I'm gonna answer that on the other side. Good deal?
Yeah, looking forward to listening to it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Safe driving out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani. He got a torn UCL in his elbow. What should he do? Should he have surgery? Should he hit the rest of the year? Does he try to ever pitch again? What does his money look like? So many questions, and all he had to do was stay alive or stay healthy for one more month. And it has changed the trajectory of, I assume, the next several years of his career. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk about Shohei Ohtani. I'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
There has to be a creative way to use that. In other words, like, that can just be inserted into anything. Like, someone walks into McDonald's and, I don't know, I got to think about it more. But there has to be another use for that. When you're not on, they lose customers.
They lose customers.
I'm amusing myself too much on the radio. I'm just a giant kid. So might as well be rolling on the floor here in the studio, but that would be absolutely filthy. And it's a clean studio. Thank you to everybody here in Odyssey, D.C., 106.7 The Fan, Nationals Bar Park. I think it's not. Let me relax. Let me relax. I was going to say some of the things I think are cleaner, but I'm saying I don't want to roll around. Hey, Shep, would you roll around on the floor in New York in the studio there? Would you roll around on the floor?
Who am I doing it with?
Excuse me?
Fair what? Question. No.
Whoa. You okay? You had a busy night before you came to work, huh?
You have no idea. Would I roll around in the studio? Well, the answer is no.
Well, of
course not. Of course. Well,
like stop, drop, and roll style. Like, if you stop, drop, and roll on
correct.
The studio floor right now, would you come up with, like, a lollipop in your hair? Like, what would happen?
I'd get a lot of unnecessary bacteria, and I wouldn't probably live to tell about it.
Oh, wow.
But with that being said, JR, yes. If we're being really honest, and I wouldn't do it here because I'm at a place of work and that's unprofessional, unbecoming, and a fireable offense. But I've rolled out, I've rolled in some places that I shouldn't have with people. You know, you get my drift.
And I wasn't asking you about your sexual escapades, man.
Can I tell you the most unique place I've ever done it? Are you curious?
Oh my God!
Okay,
hold on a second.
Got it.
Hey, Clayton from San Diego, do you want to know where Shep has rolled around in the dirt at? Oh, Shep, you got his, what is it? Cat got his tongue?
Clayton's called three times tonight, I'm putting through.
You made him speechless. Don from Birmingham, Alabama, you want to know where Shep rolls around at?
Well, that's kind of a private thing, you know.
Hey, Billy from Birmingham, do you want to know where he rolls around at?
I really don't care.
Todd from Wisconsin, do you want to know where Shep rolls around at?
Oh, hell no.
Chris from Chicago, what about you? Do you want to know where Shep rolls around at late at night?
I've probably rolled around in worse.
Manny from Flushing, New York, what about you? See, Shep, man, you got people tongue-tied. It was hell no, no, I've done worse, no. Speechless.
Well, this is why men are told not to talk about certain things, and this is why you should be a gentleman in life and not reveal that stuff. So lesson learned tonight, JR. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. It's outside somewhere, probably.
No comment.
It's like the train tracks. It's like
I'm gonna pull a Damian Lillard and say, I'm not here to talk about train tracks. Yeah.
Oh, you know what would be ideal right now?
If Damian Lillard finally gets traded?
No. Mike Tomlin. The greatest Mike Tomlin track. I know the guy that we played at the beginning of the break. When you are not here, they lose customers. Mike Tomlin just saying, we do not care. That would have been.
We do not care.
Yeah, that's it. We do not. Hey, Shep, we don't care, man. We don't care. We do not care.
We do not care.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin doesn't care. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, somehow, some way, this is related to Shohei Ohtani. Okay, no, it's not. Hey, you've heard about Shohei Ohtani. The man ripped the UCL in his elbow. He's not pitching the rest of this year. It has been reported that he is going to hit the rest of this year. We also know that Shohei Ohtani is a free agent at the conclusion of this season. And what does he do? If he would have made it almost another month through the end of the regular season and gone into free agency, Shohei Ohtani would have gotten a ridiculous amount of money. I don't know how many years. I don't know how much cash. He would have got 50-plus. When you start thinking about Verlander and Scherzer making 43 per, and you think about premier hitters in the space of 40 per, he wasn't going to get $80 million a year, but he was going to get a bonus and a little bit of a pop for being just, I don't even think it's out of the realm. Is he the best player that baseball's ever seen? I'd need to see it in a longer spell to say that. He's the most talented baseball player overall we've seen. He's the most complete baseball player that we've ever seen. I mean, throughout the course of the season, at certain points, Shohei Ohtani is like at the top of the leaderboard when it comes to strikeouts. He's numero uno right now this moment when it comes to home runs. He's tops when it comes to triples. He's batting .304. How? Who does this? This is like, this is not what Victor Wembanyama is going to be. Imagine if Dikembe Mutombo on defense played like Michael Jordan on offense. That doesn't make no sense. And so to see Shohei Ohtani be the best of the best, it was just a matter of, is it sustainable? He had Tommy John surgery in 2018. And the process of that on the way when he didn't pitch, you know, he would go out there and he hit. Well, his value was certainly diminished. He's not going to make the same amount of money. but how does he maximize himself going forward? Is he now possibly going to stick around with the Angels? Are the Dodgers still going to throw tons of cash at him to show up and work? The reality is, you're going to pay Shohei Ohtani right now to be a masher. You're going to pay him to please go out there and hit 40 to 50 home runs, drive in 100-plus RBIs, and if we can get you on the mound, we're going to have to be creative. It's going to have to be a matter of, is this an incentive-laden contract? If Shohei Ohtani pitches 50 innings or 100 innings or 150, I think would even be a max, how do you bake that into a contract? And how long do you pay him? This is such a unique situation, so unique that baseball has never seen it before. Like, you can't give Shohei a 10-year deal. You're going to give him a 10-year contract until he's 40 to be a pitcher and a hitter? Are we stupid? I mean, we saw Steven Strasburg. He's 35 years old right now, and this is a true story. It's so unfortunate. This man has nerve damage in his body where it's been reported he has trouble picking up his children, that he has trouble turning doorknobs. Like, this is terrible, man. And no, his retirement is not official, but we can think about professional athletes and consider them to be supermen and superhuman, and they go into surgery and they come back. They get ligaments repaired and they come back. But when it affects your normal everyday life, turning doorknobs, being able to make a sandwich, you know, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine. I feel so bad for Steven Strasburg. Sure, made tons of money. He'll probably have to come to terms on a settlement with the Washington Nationals as to, you know, the money remaining on his deal. But it is just, as from a human being and from a human perspective, it's terrible. This guy won World Series MVP. They gave him a 7-year, $245 million deal. Since the World Series in 2019, he's only made 7 starts. He made 1 start last year. It's just terrible, man. They had to take a rib out. They had to remove muscles from his neck just to try to get him some feeling in his body. And so I say all of that with Steven Strasburg to say, hey, who the hell is giving a guy who pitches and hits a 7- and 10-year deal to do both? If there's a sucker out there giving him that money, good luck to you. I'd pay him to hit. I'd hope that we can get something out of him on the mound. But I think there's a reason why nobody's done this before. A, they haven't been given the chance or the opportunity. And then the second thing is, how sustainable is it? You know, is somebody going to come through? And can they last? Shohei Ohtani just turned 29 years old. Am I supposed to think he's going to become more durable as time goes on? If there's any time for Major League Baseball owners to sit around and collude, it'd be today. To sit in a room next month, the owners' meetings, and go, hey, listen, guys, let's make a secret pact here. Nobody give this dude more than a 4 or 5 year deal, because we'll all have to pay for it. Or at least, hey, don't go out there and be a sucker. Give Shohei Ohtani his $50 million, his 55, give it to him for 5 years. 6th-year option, and let's just shut it down. Because going past that and even that is just nuts. I can foresee Shohei Ohtani batting, but pitching consistently, I wouldn't hold my breath. Not even coming out of the bullpen. Now you have to scatter his days. And this is not going to get any easier as he gets older. And what he does over the next year, year and a half, is just, to maximize his revenue, he has to say, yes, I'm going to continue to pitch. This is a wild situation. It's unprecedented here in Major League Baseball. But guess what? Shohei Ohtani is still going to get paid. It's just not going to be as much. But he is still going to get paid. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think Shohei should do? Like, should he just get the surgery and and be gone for half a season, and then he's going into free agency. Somebody's going to pay him, and no, he's not going to play for months, at least hit. There's no perfect answer. There's really not, man. I want to see what he does. Me? I'd probably get the surgery. I'd come back. I'd hit. I know that I have my contract. I'd return to pitching the next season, and I'd count my $50 to $60 million, and I'd be happy. What would you do if you were Shohei? What type of contract do you think he's going to get? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about Steven Strasburg, expected to officially and formally retire in a few weeks. And, hey, guess what? Speaking of injuries, the Denver Broncos have another injury to a key offensive weapon. I'll tell you about that. I'm going to take your calls on Ohtani.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know about Shohei Ohtani, the torn UCL in his elbow. No idea how it's going to affect him, what things look like just into the offseason and his contract, and does he hit? Does he have surgery? What type of money does he get? I mean, damn. He's still going to get paid, though. By the way, and I told Sean Payton, not that he's going to listen to me, you need to worry about what's going on in your own building, man. Worrying about everybody else. Another Denver Bronco went down today. Jerry Jeudy went down today. A hamstring injury. It's been said that he is going to miss weeks. We don't know how many weeks, but he is unlikely to be available for the start of the regular season. And he isn't the first Denver Broncos wide receiver to go down. Tim Patrick. This man went out there, he tore his Achilles. It's the same Tim Patrick who last year tore his ACL. KJ Hamler dealing with a chest and a heart issue. The Denver Broncos, this is their first season under Sean Payton, and he's worried about Nathaniel Hackett. And so, I don't know, what is Russell Wilson going to go out there and do? Is he going to throw the ball and catch the ball? Is he going to do that thing that Gisele Bündchen just cried about her husband not being able to do? Somehow, some way, I still think the Denver Broncos are going to be better than they were last year. They have to be, right? Yeah, they have to be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I know this for sure. When the Denver Broncos take on the New York Jets are going to be in that ass. They are not. They are coming. I don't even want to call it revenge. They are just going to wipe them out. That's going to be a good one. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Let me be a little bit didactic real quick when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. When you have injuries to your ligaments and tendons, it takes a long time to heal. This was inevitable because blood does not get to the tendons and ligaments like muscles. Muscles can recuperate predicated upon nutrients going to the muscle, where the tendons, ligaments the blood flow and the nutrients don't get into the tendons. That's why it takes a lot longer, and there's so many dynamics to it. So for him, he needs to get the money up front and as much as he can. And real quick, rolling around with Shep, baby, I do it in a heartbeat. He's a great guy. He's good looking. And I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in that. I've lived the life of a rock star. So I'm not weird or anything like that. Right. But I just wanted to say that I've seen pictures of Shep and nice looking. But everyone remember Agents of Inclusion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Hey, Shep, do you care to respond?
I think what Greg is inferring is he would hang out with me as a friend. And Greg, I know you're a pure spirit man, and I appreciate the positivity as always.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know the JR Sport Brief show became the love connection?
I'm happily very serious with someone right now, so
forget all of that. Yeah. Who cares? Does the love connection still come on TV? No, right?
Oh no. That's a throwback at this point.
The love connection? Is it really?
Yeah. That's old school.
Didn't they restart it in like the 90s?
Well, they might have restarted it, but then they restopped it again.
Love Connection was so cool. What did they do? One person went out on three dates and picked somebody or something, right?
That sounds like a Bumble.
I don't know. but this is before technology.
Right,
social media.
I get that, yes.
There was the other one on the stage. Remember where the person used to talk to the person and didn't know what they sounded, well, they didn't know what they looked like and just talked to them? Remember that show?
Yeah, I think it was on MTV.
No, that wasn't on MTV. And then there was Blind Date. Blind Date was great.
With Roger Lodge.
I don't remember who hosted.
Roger Lodge used to then guest host for Jim Rome all the time. Talk about...
He's a sports host.
Yeah, talk about...
Isn't he doing a show somewhere now, right? Something?
You know, we could... If he's
in California. He does California now.
You know what's funny? So those YouTube clips of Blind Date, like, they've picked up kind of a life of its own. Like, there's a whole cult following now. Jared, would you want him on the show?
No, I want to be on Blind Date. I want to talk to him.
Well, a way to make that happen is to, yeah, I don't know, maybe have the guy on your own national radio show, and then that could definitely be a lead-in for something special.
No, unless he's going to get me on New Blind Date, I don't care.
But the thing is, there's like Love Island now. Like, it's not the same as
it used to.
Right,
no.
Remember, like,
I know,
the, yeah.
I know people who've been on those shows.
Right. See, I remember, like, Eliminate and The Fifth Wheel, like, Friend Zone. Like, those were old school shows that, unfortunately, just aren't tapped into anymore. And we're all worse off for it.
There's someone who I know who was on one of these Netflix shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't talk to her because she was on a TV show looking for love. I won't do it.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, of course. Eliminated. She's eliminated from me, absolutely, automatically.
It's not a tad harsh?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to somebody who's looking for love on a Netflix television show.
So you have a problem with people that do The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
I don't know. If they want, they can do whatever they want to do.
Right.
They ain't for me.
As a friend?
A friend? Talking about friends.
Gotcha.
I just told you I want to be on Blind Date.
Right.
I'm looking for a friend on Blind Date.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
That's how it starts off.
Speaking of Blind Date, that dude that kissed his player from Spain, that guy doesn't have a job anymore. If you're going to do Blind Date, don't do it with your own employees. I'm going to explain. I'm going to get some more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't kiss your coworkers.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.